Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 28, Johannesburg 24, Mbombela 23 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek vlis die reken in Pretoria, verkeers te buite werking op Steve Biko straat, waar het nie werk by Noordee straat nie.
In your sport, England's women's cricket team wrap up the T20 series against South Africa after winning by 36 runs in Benoni. And rain has the biggest say in Durban on day one of the first test between South Africa and Sri Lanka with the Proteas 80-4 at stumps.
Ons begin met gister se erge donderstorms. Die Gautengse regering sê hy bepaal die omvang van die skade na die hewige storm in veral dele van Randfontein. Minstens 24 mense is beseer toe huise, 'n woonstelblok en 'n winkelsentrum in Toekomsrus beskadig is. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Weerdienste sê dit is nog nie bevestig of dit wel 'n tornado was wat die gebied getref het nie. Gauteng premier Panyaza Lesufi sê hulle verleen hulp aan almal wat geraak is.
We'll set up an emergency war room to check whether the immediate needs. We'll definitely file a report so that we can ask for support from other spheres of government.
In Tswane is 'n syndikaat gister op heterdaad betrap, besig om transformeerders by 'n substasie in Lodium te steel.
An employee from Energy and Electricity Department and his associates had arrived at the substation in a fleet of marked and unmarked trucks, then assortment of equipment, including an expensive crane.
Inwoners het die aktiwiteite gesien en dit aangemeld. Tswane woordvoerder Selby Bokaba sê teen die tyd wat lede van die kabeldiefstal eenheid teen Tswane Metropolisie by die Claudius substasie aangekom het, was twee transformeerders reeds verwyder. Die Tswane werker en lede van die syndikaat is in hegtenis geneem terwyl ander gevlug het. Intussen het die minister van elektrisiteit en energie Gesens Ramakgopa gister toegegee dat die opgradering van die Eskom klante se voorafbetaalde elektrisiteitsmeters nie voldoende is om onwettige elektrisiteitsaansluitings te keer nie. Hy het gesê Eskom het meer as 400,000 nuwe klante bygekry met die opgraderingsprojek.
I must make the point that this transition to KRN2 will not necessarily detect those who are bypassing the meters. All that it does is to eliminate the ghost vendors. So we still have an obligation to engage and pursue those who are bypassing the meters, illegal connection. And that's why we've extended the period until the 13th of December for the 1.7 million who have bypassed the meters.
Meer by jackaranda.fm.com, klik op news. In Namibië het duisende kiesers gister vir tot 12 ure in langtoue gestaan en wag om te kom stem en stemstasies moes tot later oop bly. Logistieke probleme het gelei tot te min stembriewe in sekere gebiede tydens die landse presidentsiële en wetgewende verkiesings. Die regerende SWAPO staar sy grootste verkiesingsuitdaging in die gesig sedert die party 34 jaar terug beheer van die land oorgeneem het. En terug in Suid-Afrika se probeer kom word geen donderbuie vandag vir Gauteng voorspel nie. Dis na gister se erge donderbuie. Daar is wel enkele buie en donderbuie wat voorspel word oor Mpumalanga en Limpopo. Pretoria en Rustenburg vandag op na 28, Johannesburg en Emalahleni 24, Mpumalanga 23, Polokwane 26. Vir diegene wat op reis is, Kaapstad en Kliberga 22, Durban 24, Bloemfontein 23. Acts added to Suza, the top story this hour. The Gauteng government has set up an emergency war room after yesterday's severe storms.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Poorly, describe your job to us.
Well, sometimes I see ladies without underwear. What do you think I do?
You see ladies without underwear.
Are you a gynae?
No, I'm not.
Are you a midwife?
No, I'm not.
I know. You make dresses, wedding dresses.
How did you know?
Hey, well done!
You should come for a fitting.
At least Jonas and Martin without underwear.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's this ring?
I have a question. How's the manscaping going?
The manscaping?
What a personal question! My goodness! But now that she's opened that door, Martin,
let it grow. Let it grow. It's not going that well, but thank you for asking.
Breakfast with Martin Bester, 6 to 9 weekdays.